After Justinian died in 565, he continued to be remembered as Justinian the Great and as a saint in the Orthodox Church. His sainthood is connected mainly to the convening of the Fifth Ecumenical Council in 553. This is when Justinian brought as many bishops as he could together in Constantinople to decide on matters of church law known as canons. They dealt with the Christological controversies of the time, which were debates about the nature of Christ and the relation of his human and divine aspects to each other. Justinian had also closed the Academy of Athens for being a hotbed of paganism, which is also a contributing factor to his sainthood, though most modern Western people raised on the classics would consider this a negative move. The appellation the Great, however, could be connected to any number of his actions during his reign, which we've discussed only in part during this exhibition audio tour. In the first mosaic shown in this case, Justinian is the figure shown kneeling on the viewer's left, presenting the Church of the Hagia Sophia to the Theotokos and Christ. The inscription beside him reads, Iustinianos o Aethimos Vasilie, meaning Justinian the renowned emperor. The mosaic itself is located in the Hagia Sophia, but was not completed during the time of Justinian. It dates from the 10th century and celebrates both Justinian as the provider of the Great Church and Constantine I, also a saint and known as the Great, who made Constantinople the capital of the Roman Empire. Constantine is the figure on the viewer's right, giving the city to the Theotokos and Christ. In the modern world, some have called Justinian the last Roman emperor, or last of the Romans. Although Justinian was certainly not the last to be called Roman emperor, he was succeeded by his nephew Justin II in 565, and Constantinople would continue on as the centre of the East Roman world until 1453. He is seen in a somewhat subjective modern view as being the last Roman emperor to hold so-called true Roman ideals. That is to say, ideals of conquest, of active jurisprudence, and of lavish, publicly minded building.